This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the world is attracted by the capability of the Indian youth. He said that today most world leaders expect the Indian youth, the skilled manpower, to work in their countries. The Prime Minister addressed a program marking the 200th anniversary celebrations of Sri Swaminarayan Mandir in Vatthal, Gujarat through video conferencing this morning. The Prime Minister expressed his happiness that the government has issued a 200 rupee silver coin and a commemorative stamp to mark the occasion. He said that people have kept alive the spiritual consciousness of the Vatthal Dham established by Lord Swaminarayan 200 years ago. He added that this occasion is a proof of the eternal flow of Indian culture for the people. Reiterating the core philosophy of his government, Vikas Bhi Virasat Bhi, he said that no country can progress without conserving its legacy and heritage. He called on the people and spiritual leaders of India to take pride in the country's rich legacy and ensure that it is passed on to future generations. In Jharkhand, campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections will end this evening. Polling in this phase will be held in 43 constituencies on the 13th of this month. Star campaigners of both the NDA and the India Bloc are making last-ditch efforts to woo voters in favor of their party candidates. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with BJP workers in Jharkhand under the campaign Mera Booth Sabse Majboot. Mr. Modi said that a double-engine government is necessary for the rapid development of Jharkhand. Referring to the organizational capacity of the party, the Prime Minister said that the BJP itself is based on organization, so their way of contesting elections is based on the organization and the workers. On the other hand, senior JJM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren alleged that the interests of Jharkhand have also been ignored during the NDA tenure. Addressing an election meeting at Husseinabad in Palamu, Mr. Soren accused the NDA government of stopping many ambitious projects in the state. Meanwhile, polling parties are being dispatched to their polling stations starting today. The Chief Electoral Officer, K. Ravi Kumar, said polling parties were sent to 225 polling stations across 5 districts. The Chief Electoral Officer said polling parties will be sent to other polling booths tomorrow. Polling in this phase will be held on the 13th of this month in 43 constituencies. Justice Sanjeev Khanna today took oath as the 51st Chief Justice of India. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office to Justice Khanna at a ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Justice Sanjeev Khanna has succeeded Justice D.Y. Chandrachur, who demitted office yesterday. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, several union ministers and judges of the Supreme Court attended the ceremony, among others. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin held a telephonic conversation recently. Mr. Trump urged the Russian president to avoid any escalation in the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. Mr. Trump expressed an interest in fostering further discussions with Moscow to de-escalate tensions and to resolve the 2.5-year-long conflict. U.S. media outlets reported that Mr. Trump highlighted the significance of the substantial U.S. military presence in Europe, suggesting that he intends to bring American influence to bring on the resolution of the Ukraine conflict. The annual UN Climate Change Conference, COP29, kicked off in Baku, Azerbaijan today. Dubbed as the Finance COP, the 2-week-long event will focus heavily on securing a new climate finance target for countries most vulnerable to climate impacts. For India, the Global South access to finance, technology, and energy resources remains critical to meet the climate targets and protecting communities on the front lines of climate change. India has so far played a key role in shaping global climate change frameworks to address the urgent funding needed for both mitigation and adaptation efforts. The 55th edition of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI, will begin on the 20th of this month in Goa. Briefing the media at the Carlton Racer press conference in New Delhi today, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, said that there has been immense response from filmmakers and audiences for IFFI. Secretary of the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Sanjay Jaju, informed that the Satyajit Ray Lifetime Achievement Award will be presented to renowned Australian filmmaker Philip Noyce. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.